Hey, it's a beautiful day in Yerushalayim to learn some halacha. We're up to Simen Chet Seif Hei in the Shulchan Aruch, the laws of tzitzis. Mevarech lehitatef b'tzitzis. When you say the bracha on tzitzis, you should say, "Blessed are you, Hashem, who commanded us, who has sanctified us to wrap ourselves in tzitzis." Im shnayim o shlosha mitatfim biyachad kech betalit echad. If three people or two people are wearing one talis in one time, Kulam varchim. Everybody blesses. V'yimatzu echad varach v'acherim. If you want, one can bless and the others yanu amin. Can answer amin. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that our minog is that only to do lihitatef by a talit gadol, by a talit katan. Since we don't generally wrap ourselves in it, it would be al mitzvat tzitzit. If you did wrap yourself in the talis, and of course you could do a lihitatef, as the Shulchan Aruch earlier suggested. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that our talit katanot are made differently, they're smaller, and therefore an ituf is not really possible without all four sides being on that side, and so we don't generally do an ituf. And yes, we have a din of a birchos mitzvah that one person can be yotzei to somebody else, for example on Kiddush, for example tkiyas shofar, and even on talis. However, generally, thank God nowadays, we are rich enough to have our own talitot, so we generally will make blessing on our own. Moving on, halacha vav. Al talit katan yachol varech litatef, afal pishenu mitatef el lov shom. On a talit katan, we can say litatef, even though you only wear it. Ramah, v'yeshamim shem varechim alav al mitzvah tzitzit, v'chenu agin min l'shanot. As we just pointed out, minog is to do al mitzvah tzitzit. Shulchan Aruch says you got to make sure that you separate the tzitzis one from the other. They're straight. And a good idea is when you're going to shul to check to make sure that they're separated from each other. However, the Mishnah Berurah writes that if you're running late to shul, this is not ma'akiv. It's okay. And you don't have to check your tzitzis, certainly not to miss minyan. And also, the Aruch HaShulchan points out that our tzitzis are made stronger, and so they won't naturally be, you know, really interlocked one with another. Final awesome halacha of today, Yechaven bitataftor, when you wear the tzitzis, have in mind, Shetivanu kadosh baruch hu litatef bo, that God has commanded us to wrap ourselves in it, kedei shenizkor kol mitzvot lasotam, in order to remember to do all the mitzvot. That's the point of tzitzis, the reminder to do all the mitzvos. And you should think about that when you put on your tzitzis. It's actually one of the three mitzvos that are explicitly told us in the Torah that we should, uzchartem et kol mitzvot Hashem, we should remember. You should have a specific kavanah when we do the mitzvah, or else perhaps we don't fulfill the mitzvah. Tzitzis, tefillin, and I believe sukkah. The Torah explicitly says the reasoning behind it, and therefore we are obligated to have kavana. I always had this idea based on the strive for truth. Michtam Eliyahu, you should think of a different mitzvah every day when you check your tzitzis. And that way, you'll be remembering different mitzvahs every day. Or you can think of a different mantra, a different thing that you're working on, your Avodas Hashem, every day. And tzitzis can remind you of that. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this daily halacha, and I hope you have a beautiful day. Good Shabbos.